Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I hope many of you were at my big speech at We the People event. What a great event on Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. at Ahern Center, Ahern Hotel and Convention Center here in Las Vegas. It was quite an event, and I just, you know, I was tickled pink and I was shocked how many of you showed up. Just rocking, like a rock concert, like a revival meeting. And I gave the keynote speech after Mike Lindell, and I want to mention something I said to start the speech, because I think it's important for all of you to hear. I said, here's what I know. These are all things the media doesn't want me to know, Democratic Party doesn't want me to know, the D.C. Swamp doesn't want me to know, the Deep State doesn't want me to know, and if you agree, I want you to cheer. Number one, I know Donald Trump won the election. And the crowd went wild. And I said, number two, I know he won by an electoral landslide. And the crowd went crazy. And I know that the Democrat Party rigged and stole the election. And the crowd went crazy. And I said, I know that Biden is not the President of the United States. He's a brain-dead, dementia-laden puppet. And the crowd went crazy. And I said, I know that Barack Hussein Obama, is the real President of the United States. This is his third term. And the crowd went crazy. And I said, you know. And I know this is a radical communist takeover of the United States, and the crowd of over 1,000 went crazy. And I know that Biden and the entire Democrat Party is owned by the Chinese Communist Party, and the crowd went crazy. And I know that they're owned by the Mexican drug cartel, and the game plan to destroy the United States is the open border. They're going to let in 100 million, 200 million, a billion. So our votes will never matter again, and the crowd went crazy. And I know the next 9/11 is on the way through that border. And I know it because if COVID is the end of the earth, how could they be letting everyone in across the border without COVID testing them and then let them into the center of the United States to give COVID to you and me and our kids if COVID's that bad? It's all because they don't care. All they care about is letting more people in to vote Democrat, to be dependent on government. And speaking of dependent on government, did you see that $15,600 is being given by the state of New York to every illegal in New York State, every illegal alien, 10 times more than they're giving to small business. This is insanity. Do you know how many Americans are unemployed and you're giving money away to illegal aliens by the billions? And last but not least, I said, here's what I know. This is what we've got to do with the people in charge now. Biden and Kamala Harris and Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett and George Soros and the entire DNC and the entire Democrat Party. Three words, lock them up, lock them up, lock them up. And I got the crowd going crazy, man, going nuts, going wild with the keynote closing speech of We the People. What a great event We the People put on. What a bunch of pros from Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. And they brought all their Phoenix people out for the first ever Nevada event. And I would call it a huge, huge, huge success. Okay, the biggest news story in America at this moment, there's a lot of them, as always. I always have to, you know, these stories fight each other, which is the number one. And it's up to me. I get to pick. It's my show. I believe the number one story in America is, once again, the fraud of police racism. Oh, gosh, in Minnesota, in a Minneapolis suburb, they pulled over a young black man who's a gangbanger, and he raced away from them. They were trying to put him in handcuffs, and he ran away and got back in his car. And at that point, he's a threat and a danger to everyone. He's going to lead them on a high-speed chase. He's going to kill somebody. I absolutely agree they had to take their gun out and shoot him. But again, I wasn't there. It's not, that's my opinion, but I have no right to get involved in this. It's not my right to say they should have shot him. It's not your right to, as a BLM member, to say they shouldn't have shot him and this is a crime and it's the police being racist again. The fact is, you gotta let police do their job. And this guy's a gangbanger. And sure enough, two things happen that always happen. Number one, all the black athletes. And this is so ridiculous because I grew up in an all-black town, went to all-black middle school, all-black high school, had so many black friends. My entire life was around black people. And I love black people, and they were my best friends, and there's no issue. There is no racism. I have nothing against them. I only want them to succeed in America. And I think they have, and they are succeeding in America. It's slow, but they're doing so much better, and they're really at a point now where there's just very little racism. This is nonsense. Was there racism in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s? Yes. Now is there racism? No. Actually, we bend over backwards the other way. We're giving people jobs. We're letting them into college because they're black. We're promoting them at the police department and the fire department because they're black. We're getting them into Columbia and Harvard and Yale because they're black. We're giving them all kinds of jobs, even pilots at United Airlines because they're black. It's all gone the other way. The other way. They're bending over backwards, the woke corporations and the woke government, to put whites to the back of the bus. So this is not in any way a put-down of black people. But for God's sakes, every time a black person is shot who is innocent, I'm on your side. You know, a black person shot who's the nicest kid, an A-plus student, and did nothing wrong, and the body cam shows he did nothing wrong, I'm on your team. But that's never the case for these riots instigated by BLM and other radicals. Never the case. Every single time you see about a black guy who gets shot by police, it's because he's fighting with police, he's running from police, he's disobeying police, and he's got a lifelong criminal record, and he's a gangbanger. In almost every single case, it's one or all of those, or two out of three. And yet, Minnesota's NBA team, NHL team, and Major League Baseball team postponed, all of them, postponed their Monday games today out of respect for Jonte Wright, who was shot by police. Now, do you know how ridiculous it is that a bunch of black, spoiled brat, almost billionaires, yeah, they're definitely millionaires, but they're really $100 million men, and some of them are going to be billionaires. Some of them are billionaires, like LeBron. Heck, Tiger Woods is black. He's a billionaire. It's how many rappers are close to being billionaires? This is not an unfair country. This is a country that does great things. Here in Las Vegas, I'm a huge fan. I'm not a big hockey fan, but I'm a fan of our hockey team, the Golden Knights. Great team. Really one of the great teams ever put together. You know, just started out in 2018, so it's only 3 years old. And they do nothing but win divisions and win conference championships and make it to Stanley Cup. And they're an amazing team. And I've gone to see, what's my record now? I think 26 games. And they've won 23 out of the 26 games I watched. But the three they lost in overtime. And in hockey, you get 1 point if you lose in overtime. Just making it to overtime, you get 1 point. And a game you win, you get 2 points. So in all the games I've ever seen, and I believe it's 26 games I've gone to, they've actually never lost. I'm 26-0. And you go, well, they lost three games in overtime. Well, you saw three losses. Yeah, but in hockey, a loss in overtime gets you points. As long as you get points, you're winning. You're moving on to the playoffs and the Stanley Cup with points. Points are everything. So ties are like points, too. You know, so if you just get through overtime and lose, you get 1 point. But if you lose in regulation, you get no points. I've never seen them ever lose in regulation in 26 games. What kind of a record is that? Either I'm the best luck guy the world's ever known, and the Knights should hire me to attend every game, or this is just the greatest team ever put together. 3 years old, and they never lose. I mean, rarely ever lose at home. Amazing. But I digress. I would say one of my favorite, if not my favorite player, is this guy Reeves. This guy Reeves plays for the Vegas Golden Knights, and he is an enforcer. Okay? He is, you know, he's like, I'm trying to remember the guy in the Philadelphia Eagles who was the enforcer. I mean, the Philadelphia Flyers, who was the big enforcer in his day. But all I could tell you is Bobby Clark? No, Bobby Clark scored like 100 goals. He wasn't the enforcer. No, he was not the enforcer. There was an enforcer on the what they call the Broad Street Bullies or something like that. There was an enforcer. I can't remember his name, but he did not score goals. Bobby Clark, I think, was scoring 100 goals. But the Knights have an enforcer. He's the best enforcer in the league, and he is really incredible. incredible player. His name's Ryan Reeves, R-E-A-V-E-S, and he's black. He's one of the few black players in the whole NHL. He's the only black player on the, I believe, on the Knights, or has been for most of the last 3 years. And he might be my favorite player. And not only that, I just read a cover story yesterday on the cover of the Vegas newspaper. He gets the most endorsements of any night because he has a great personality, a winning smile, and he's just so much fun to watch on the ice. He just beats the crap out of everybody. He's the best fighter in the NHL. He literally gets in fights and beats the crap out of everybody, and it's so much fun to watch. I don't even like going to a game unless there's a fight. And a fight with Ryan Reeves, a great fight. How racist is America when Wainwright likes the only player he likes on the whole team, the only one he can name? That's the only player I can actually name is Ryan Reeves. And he's the most popular sponsored player. I mean, he gets all the sponsorships. So he's making millions of dollars, even though he probably only makes like $1 million a year playing hockey. Because he's not that great a player. He's just a guy who punches your lights out. But the reality is he must make millions in endorsements. Isn't America great? It's not a racist nation. It's a lie. It's a lie. I like you. How could I be racist? Out of all the players on the Knights. And everybody else likes you. Nobody cares if you're black. They're hiring you. You think any of them are hiring you because you're black? No. They're hiring you because you have a big personality. And you're fun to watch. And people like you. So that's the first problem. That this idea that America's racist. The second one. I've got to turn off my phone here. And this, I rarely do that. And the second one is this idea that players who make millions of dollars a year can call America racist. And the third one is that any of these people that get shot by police are innocent. Okay, he was a gangbanger. And there's photos of him making gang signs, pictured with his gun. You know, and then the fourth thing is, after a black man is shot by police, everybody loots liquor stores and Walmart and GameStop. They loot them. Folks, if you really believe it's a racist nation and the shooting was racist and what the police did was wrong, why would you loot? You don't deserve a big screen TV because somebody shot someone black. You don't deserve to loot a store and take all the things you want for free because that's called theft. What does shooting someone black have to do with looting and robbing and mugging? How many times does this have to go on? Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, this is Wayne Alarouche. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I have such great fans. I have so many of you at the event. The We the People organizers told me at the event, these are your fans. Thank you for getting them out. And it was just a great, great, great turnout. So one of my fans, Keith, just sent me a text, and he said the same thing that my board op said to me moments ago. Chris O'Sullivan sent me the same text that the enforcer on the Philadelphia Flyers of the 1970s, Dave Schultz, that was the name I was trying to grasp, and I couldn't grasp. Dave Schultz was the big enforcer on the Broad Street Bullies, Philadelphia Flyers in the 1970s. Reminds me of Ryan Reeves, except I don't know that Dave Schultz was ever popular. He probably was, but I know one thing. Ryan Reeves is like the most popular player in all of Las Vegas, and he's black. And my point again is, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares that you're black or not black. They just like him. They like you in America when you're black and you're a rapper, or you're black and you're a football player, basketball player, baseball player, in this case, hockey player. They just like you because you're likable. Nobody cares about the color of your skin. If they did, they wouldn't like you, right? Oh, here's another email. Email just came in from Jim, who's listening to the show from Cody, Wyoming, who says Dave Schultz was the Philadelphia Flyers enforcer during the Broad Street Bullies times. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Jim, in Cody, Wyoming. We have listeners all over the United States. And my show is not all over the United States. You know, it's in quite a few markets, but we have listeners in so many cities and states that I'm not in that they must all be listening online at usaradio.com. And I think that's great. That's wonderful. It shows you the power of the Wayne Root brand and the power of what I have to say, putting truth to power. People like it, so they're willing to listen online even if they don't get the show on their favorite conservative station. But you, wherever you live, if you don't get the show on your favorite conservative station, call the station, ask for the program director or general manager, and tell them you want the Wayne Allen Root Show. And when they start getting thousands of those calls, that's when they'll put it on. It's as simple as that. Sponsor of the Sigma Show is my book, Trump Rules. Trump Rules, not a political book, really nothing about politics in the book, everything about learning to win at life. It's a self-help book, Learning to Win at Life. Donald Trump's on the cover. It's the top 10 Trump rules that changed his life and made him a billionaire and changed my life and made me a self-made millionaire. Thank you, Donald Trump. Great stuff. Find it at Barnes & Noble or Amazon. And my new book will be coming out hopefully within a month, at the worst 6 weeks. I'm writing a book to come out in a month, and it's almost done. And now it's just a matter of getting the publisher to, you know, punch it out. But it's called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott List, or it's The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I don't know which one. Actually, you guys should email me and tell me which one you think sounds better in the title. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, or The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott List. Even though it's a book, it could still be called a list, because the book is going to be a list of the top 100 companies we should all be protesting and boycotting. So I'll have that out very quickly, and I think that's going to be a huge number one bestseller. Taiwan records the largest ever incursion by Chinese Air Force with 25 planes today. And so I'm not going to get into a long soliloquy about this. The average American doesn't seem to care about anything. Even Israel, they just don't care about foreign affairs. The average American cares about making a living and bringing home a paycheck, and are there jobs? Is the economy working? What's happening in America? Does my daughter have to go to school with a transsexual in her bathrooms and in her locker rooms? Those are the borders being flooded with millions of illegals that are going to ruin our country. Those are the issues most Americans care about. You know, good or bad, I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. So I try and keep it to a minimum. I probably talk about Israel, even though I love Israel and I think it's our best friend, like less than one half of one half of one half of 1% of the time on this show. So I'm certainly not going to spend a lot of time talking about Taiwan. The average American doesn't care. But you should care, because Taiwan could be World War III. And I predicted on this show on 100 occasions that Taiwan was going to be run over by China as soon as Biden became president. That's it. You know, Biden's owned by China. He can't do anything about it. And either he's going to let them roll over Taiwan and destroy the country and take over it and enslave the Taiwanese, or he's going to try and make himself look tough, like he's not owned by China, and he's going to actually turn this into World War III, which means, you know, you could have a teenage son and they could wind up going to war. So this is a big issue. And I predicted China would absolutely challenge Biden over Taiwan. And they're doing it every single day. Something new is happening. And today they recorded the largest ever incursion by the Chinese Air Force with 25 planes on Monday over Taiwanese airspace. When we get back, I have so many more things to tell you, plus guests. But the shooting death of Dante Wright in a Minneapolis suburb, Brooklyn, Minnesota, sparks looting, destruction of businesses. I just can't help attacking that issue. It's so disgusting. You're going to tell me that you're black and you don't care about black-on-black violence. You know, every day blacks murdered by other blacks on the streets of Chicago and Detroit and Baltimore. You don't care. But every time one police officer kills a black person who is a criminal with a criminal record or a gangbanger with pictures of guns on social media, that means you get to go out and loot and destroy and mug and rob and burn?
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Many agencies are on the scene of a school shooting at a Knoxville, Tennessee high school involving multiple victims. Emergency responders are at the Austin East Magnet High School this afternoon, and the school is on a hard lockdown. Knoxville police saying one of the victims is a police officer, and the scene is no longer active. The school has established a reunification site at the school baseball field. No word yet on how many people are hurt. The governor of Minnesota says it doesn't have to be this way, as his state deals with two high-profile deaths involving black men interacting with police.
We don't have to continue having these press conferences and having what may be a routine traffic stop end in a 20-year-old dead.
Democrat Governor Tim Walz comments there. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are...
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. New York Post, by the way, lead story right now. Man in the hospital with COVID after being fully vaccinated. The vaccines have nothing to do with working or not working. What would work is if everybody gets healthy in America, and I realize everyone can't do that overnight, so many of you want to get the vaccine, and that's fine. I'm not against the vaccine. I'm just against this idea that you can only be saved by a vaccine, just like the flu shot. Wayne Root hasn't had the flu in 30 years, and I've never had the flu shot, right? It's not the flu shot that's going to save you. It's being healthy. It's having a strong immune system. And speaking of that, having a strong immune system, energized health is my key, right? That's my foundation. Energized health, regular guests on my show, John and Chelsea Jubilee. They're having a big event this weekend. So if you've ever thought about joining Energized Health, and you know it's 40% off when you mention Wayne Allen Root, you know I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. As a matter of fact, at the event I was at on Saturday at the Ahern Hotel, the We the People event, I was the keynote speaker, and so many people stopped me to say, oh, my God, what are you doing? How old are you? And I said, I'm going to be 60 in another couple months. And these men were like, oh, my God, I'm 60 and I'm 62, and I don't look anything like you. I'm coming to your event on Saturday. I can't. And then another woman walked up to me and said, make a muscle. I want to feel your arm. Because they listen to my show, and they know that, you know, I've lost 25 pounds of fat and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle, all because of Energized Health. You can call them, 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Check them out. Get 40% off if you mention Wayne Root. Or go to energizedhealth.com. Or you could just come to this Saturday's event. It's free. 10:30 in the morning to 12 noon. So it's just an hour and a half out of your life to get healthy, to learn how to change your life and look 10 years younger at least. I look at least 10 years younger, maybe more. And to lose a lot of fat and gain a lot of muscle and feel the best of your life and build your immune system. 10:30 this Saturday, April 17th, Ahern Hotel, just like the We the People event last Saturday. Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara, Las Vegas, same place I had all my big Trump rallies where 5,000 to 10,000 of you came each time. So Ahern Hotel, 10:30 Saturday morning. Everybody's free. Just go to energizedhealth.com. Click on live events to register. Live events at energizedhealth.com. Okay. We've got our guests with us, Jennifer and Clint Lancaster. They're attorneys, and they were members of Trump's legal team in Wisconsin, and they also represented the woman in the Hunter Biden child paternity suit. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show, Jennifer and Clint.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
Thanks for having me.
You're both with us, I assume, yes?
Yeah.
Great. Am I assuming you're both a husband and wife? Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, husband and wife legal team. Okay, and you're both based in, what, Milwaukee, or where you work out of?
We're actually based in Arkansas, south of Little Rock in Denton, Arkansas.
Oh, but you represented the Trump legal team in Wisconsin. That's kind of interesting.
That is, yeah. So we went up to Wisconsin, and even though we're not, we just joined the team up there. It was a pretty interesting experience.
And so I guess I'll ask you the most obvious question before I get to the more detailed questions. Just paint the picture for me. What was the experience like?
So it was really interesting. We started out on the recount floor, and then we joined the legal team on the recount floor, and then they asked us to join President Trump's big legal Wisconsin team. And so we just kind of progressed. There was probably like 60 or 70 attorneys there that came in, and when it was said and done for the full legal team of the people that were there at the recount, there was only like five or six of them.
And how'd you get involved with the Trump legal team in the first place? I guess I'll ask Jennifer.
Well, we became members of the Lawyers for Trump. It was a nationwide organization, and we signed up for that. And throughout the course of events, they would send out requests for anyone who was willing to assist in certain states. And so when we got the request for Wisconsin, I said, yes, we're interested. That happened on a Wednesday. I replied that we were interested. They called me about an hour later, and the next day I had our flight and hotel arrangements in my email. And so
Amazing.
We flew out. So the call occurred on Wednesday, and we left on Friday. And it was an incredible experience. A lot of the things that you would probably expect I will say that the Trump legal team was so very impressive. The head of the legal team on the floor was a devout Christian, and he managed everyone as a Christian should. He would say things like, hey, it's a Psalm 51 day. When there was conflict, he handled it from a very Christian perspective. There was, of course, some conflict with the Biden legal team. There was at least one member of their legal team who took off her name tag, which indicated everyone was required to wear one, and it would indicate whether you were a member of the Trump team or the Biden team, and she took hers off, and any time a Trump member, a Trump observer had a problem, she would go running over there, eager to help. So, of course, the observers not knowing if she, they assumed she was a Trump, she was a member of the Trump legal team. So, that, of course, caused some problems, and I was actually the person asked to monitor her and make sure she didn't continue doing that. So after we caught on to that, I followed her around for a couple days and she stopped. So
I assume it's true. What I've heard is that one of the problems is we were hamstrung because it was just very, very difficult to get great lawyers like you and your hubby. Very few lawyers were willing to join the Trump team for fear it would hurt, you know, their careers and hurt their law practices because lots of clients would drop them. The government would drop them. They'd have no government contracts. They have no corporate contracts from Democrats. So a lot of lawyers were either barred from doing it, even though they believed in Trump. Their law firm said, you cannot do it. Or they themselves decided, I will not do this. Very hard to find lawyers for Trump. Yes?
Yes, I would say that's true. Of course, I'm sure you're aware of the Lincoln Project, who is specifically targeting conservative attorneys.
Of course.
So, and we were very aware of that, but we're not ones to back down.
No, but it probably, you know, for your purposes, thank God, you're in Arkansas, which is a very conservative state, so it probably did not hurt you or your husband's law practice. But if you were in, like, New York or D.C. or L.A. or any, you know, Chicago, any of the places where liberals all have Trump derangement syndrome, you could wind up with major, major problems. So thank God you're in Arkansas, right? Different world.
I agree, yes.
Right, so that's a good thing. I love the South. Thank God for the South. We'd have no Republican Party without Texas in the South. So, all right, so you were on the floor of the Wisconsin Recount Center. And what was it like on the floor witnessing the Trump and Biden observers?
There was, of course, some animosity. I will say the first day we had someone come up to us and complain because she was a Trump observer. She got on the escalator a few feet behind a Biden observer, and the Biden observer turned around and ordered her to step back, citing, you know, she wasn't 6 feet away. And the Trump observer handled it very calmly. She said, well, ma'am, I'm as far away from you as you are from the person in front of you. So the person just kind of gave up.
Like I said, Jennifer, they've all got Trump derangement syndrome. I had the same exact thing happen in a post office here in Las Vegas, and they didn't know I was a Republican. They had no idea, and I didn't know they were liberal, but I stood behind the guy, and I'm sure I was 6 feet away, and suddenly he grabbed like an overnight box, and he slammed it at my feet and said, get away from me! Get away from me! You're not 6 feet away! And I looked at him, and I said, you have got to be a Biden voter. And he said, oh, my God, you're a Trump voter. Oh, my God. And I said, yes. And I eat out at restaurants every night, and I take my mask off. And he went, ah, and he ran out of the post office in front of, like, 30 people in the line. He ran for his life. These people are mentally ill. There's something wrong with all of them.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Anyway, go ahead with your story. Sorry, I was interjecting.
No, great story. But yeah, we saw some signs of that outside on the sidewalk. People would write things like, oh, Trump supporters believe their gods work miracles, ha ha ha. So I will say one time, it's a little bit, the security officers really tried to use COVID and require us to stand 6 feet away from the ballots. You know, of course, the ballots that people are handwriting information. So, we did see some of that. It was a struggle, but we pushed forward, and I'm really proud of the Trump legal team and what the observers did on the floor.
All right, but you observed some of that Trump derangement syndrome on the floor. Did you observe fraud on the floor? In other words, my friends in Las Vegas all saw fraud. Nobody was matching signatures at all, not even slightly. Nobody cared.
So, you know, our client said to call it fraud, so we call it fraud.
And really what we saw was just rampant abuse of the absentee voting statutes. We didn't see a lot of like ballots that were just stuffed, you know, ballot stuffing or anything of that nature. But what we did see was that clerks would not follow absentee voting provisions that are mandatory from the legislature. And we had we were in Dane County, and between Dane and Milwaukee counties, which were the only two counties that were recounted, we had somewhere like 170,000 ballots that were supposed to be thrown out that should not have been counted. And so when you keep in mind that Trump lost Wisconsin by about 20,000 votes, if you draw down 170,000 ballots from the two most liberal counties in Wisconsin, I believe that would flip the election.
Right. And so how did the court wind up ruling on this case?
So the court hung its hat. So we progressed through multiple courts throughout the litigation. Ultimately, where we really lost was the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the court split 3-4. We had a Justice Hagedorn, who's supposed to be a really big conservative federalist. He wrote the majority opinion with the liberal bloc saying that lasses apply, that they just waited too late. You know, that was, not only did he write the majority opinion, he wrote a concurring opinion further explaining why he was right.
It's funny how these judges have, the Republican judges, they're all deep state, D.C. swamp. They have every excuse in the world why they just don't want to put their lives and their children's lives on the line by being the ones to overturn the election and do the right thing, because they know that it was cheating, it was rigged, and Trump won. They know that, but they think their kids will get beat up at school, they'll never be able to eat out again. Hey, stay with us through the break, okay? I want to grab you on the other end. Jennifer and Clinton Lancaster, great attorneys from Arkansas. Be right back. Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. We'll get back with our guests in just a second. I want to mention a little bit more about this police shooting in was Brooklyn, Minnesota, suburb of Minneapolis. And I neglected to mention in the first segment that there's news out now, new news that's being confirmed. So it appears to be the actual fact of the case that a senior female police officer was the one who shot this kid right. And she thought she was pulling her taser to taser him, and she pulled her gun and shot him. So her entire career is on the line, and of course her freedom is on the line. I don't know what someone calls that. I don't, you know, all I can say is, no, I keep saying I'm on the side of the police. You weren't there. Never walk until you've walked a mile in someone's shoes. Never criticize what an impossible job policemen have when young punks attack them or run from them and disobey them, and they don't know what's going to happen. He might be going back to his car to get a gun. And we know that over the weekend a video was released on a New Mexico highway of a cop who was very nice to a guy who pulled over on the side of the road who turned out to be a drug dealer. And the guy was Hispanic, not black, Hispanic. And the cop was very nice to him, very polite to him. I thought way too polite and well-mannered. And he said, get out of the car and hand me your gun. I don't feel safe. You've got to hand me your gun. The guy got out of the car, took the gun with him, and then blew the guy's brains out, the cop's brains out. Literally shot the cop with an AK, semi-automatic rifle. And shot him dead, then walked over and shot him in the head to make sure he was dead. And then took off. And then, thank God, the cops, got in a car chase and killed him. But the point is, that cop gave up his life being nice and being just too naive. And so how do you think a cop is supposed to react when they pull over a kid for expired registration is what they're now saying they pulled him over for? Nothing wrong with that. People get pulled over for expired registration every day in the United States of America. And then the kid runs, gets out of his car, and then avoids the handcuffs and runs back to the car. They were going to cuff him. He runs away and gets in the car, is my understanding of what happened. And as he's driving away, the girl thinks she's going to let taser him, and she shoots him dead. So, is that a terrible mistake by the police? Yeah, kind of. But how do you treat someone who disobeys the police and is running back to his car? How do you know he's not running back to his car to kill you? How do you know when you chase after him, he doesn't run you down? How do you know he doesn't have a gun in the car to kill you? Very difficult situation. We're back with our guests, Jennifer and Clinton Lancaster, attorneys from Arkansas, members of the Trump legal team in, of all places, Wisconsin. and also represented the woman in the Hunter Biden child paternity case. So we're back with Jennifer Clint. Hello, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So obviously the court ruled against you, but how did you expect the court to rule? What did you think the court should rule?
Well, we kind of knew that coming up through the circuit court and all that stuff that we would get, that the courts were going to rule against us, but we really felt strongly about the Supreme Court because there are three deep conservatives on that court, and then there was Hagedorn, and Hagedorn was supposed to be a conservative. You know, he represented Governor Walker in the recall in Wisconsin, and yeah, he was actually down in the polls, and President Trump did a robocall for the guy, and you know, he ended up winning the election. And so we really kind of felt that we, you know, we had solid evidence. I mean, this wasn't like speculation or conjecture. So we really thought that the Wisconsin Supreme Court would rule in our favor. And we even had filed an earlier petition on the case in the Supreme Court, and Justice Hagedorn had authored some textualist type language in there, like we're going to follow the rules, the law means what it says. And so they kind of made us feel a little bit more comfortable, but you know, when it came down to it, yeah, he voted it the other way, and that's what swung it on the liberal block.
Right. Now, I'm not an attorney, although I did attend Columbia University and was pre-law for 4 years at Columbia, and so I've got a legal mind, but I'm not an attorney, and I do believe the election was stolen. I do believe it was rigged, and I believe it was stolen in five key states, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. I think Nevada was stolen, too, but he was never going to win the election with Nevada. Those are the five that determined the election, and Wisconsin was definitely one of them. And I'm just wondering, in your legal opinion, professional legal opinion, do you think Trump won Wisconsin?
I think Trump won Wisconsin. I think Trump won Wisconsin because those absentee ballots did not comply with the legislature's mandate. They did not. And so, yeah, I really feel that if they had just followed the absentee voting laws, Trump would have gotten Wisconsin without a problem.
Right. And do you think, as I do, and again, you don't have to agree with me. I mean, it's just I'm asking your legal opinion. I believe the same cheating you saw in Wisconsin happened in those all those five states that determine the election. Trump wins by an electoral landslide if he wins those five key states, Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Arizona, and then throw in Nevada if you want to throw in a sixth. Do you think the same cheating, that pattern occurred in the other swing states? I think it's almost the exact same pattern.
I think that there was. Now, I've spent so much time in Wisconsin and on Wisconsin issues that I'm not as up to speed as, say, Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan. But I do believe that the absentee balloting was exploited. And it was exploited unfairly and in a way that was designed. I believe that they knew this is where we would be weak. For example, a group I think that's owned by Facebook, you know, donate a lot of money just for absentee balloting purposes in Wisconsin and I think in other places. And so, yeah, I think they knew this is where we were weak, where the system was weak, and they exploited it. And
absentee ballots and mail-in ballots and no voter ID is a dangerous, dangerous combination. Jennifer Clint Lancaster, we thank you for your bravery, your courage, your heroism, and your patriotism from Arkansas to get involved all the way in Wisconsin and fight for Trump. Thank you very much, Jennifer and Clint. God bless.
Thanks. You too.
All right, if only we had more lawyers like that, but we didn't have a lot of lawyers. That was the problem. They were all afraid of losing their careers in a deep state country.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Free.